Hi, Stephen, Mr. Fan. It's Paul from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm very good. I'm good. Thanks for asking. So I hope this is a better time. You know, of course, just trying to get everything set up and squared away here. Did you have any questions for me, though, at this point?
I don't think I really need it right now.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So, I mean, what might be holding you back? I mean, you're still able to take on at least a little bit more work here and there, right?
Uh-huh.
Is it the price, or... I mean, you see a value to being found on Google, right? Putting a website where people can see it and call
uh-huh.
you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't want to chase you around, especially if it's not something you're interested in, but... I mean, if it's something that you want for your business, if you see a value in being listed on Google, if you can take more work at this point, I mean, the website's included. You know, it's a fixed flat rate with the calls coming directly to you. You're not still paying for leads, are you, with the Angie's or Home Advisor?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You are paying for leads?
Yeah.
Do you like that service? Is it working out well for you?
Not really.
So why not do something different, something better, something easier to budget for because it's more affordable, but it's also a flat rate. So you know how much you'll bill and you know when it bills. It bills once a month on the exact same day for the exact same amount instead of having it change on a weekly basis with Angie Leads. And you've got to be spending more than $300 a month for the leads that you get. If you've got your leads turned on, you might be spending $68 or even over $100 for a single lead for the services you provide. And one job, if we get you one job, it would offset the cost of our service for many months. So why not give it a shot? Give your business a chance to be branded on Google.
All right.
Right? Being that it's month to month, no contract?
Yeah, we can try it for 1 month. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. So it's Fan Construction, and did you want the LLC to be part of the business name as far as branding goes?
Can I change the name or no?
Yes, absolutely. It's a great time to change the name because we're creating not only a website, you'll be verified and recognized on Google. You'll have almost 70 directories, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, all the content that Google looks for. So how did you want your company to appear online?
Let's put a... I really have to think about it, so.
We'll keep it at Fan Construction, and we can change it at any time, okay? Any information, phone numbers, change the business name, add new content to your website, shift the focus as seasons change for the services you want to provide, we'll be able to do that for you, and there is never any additional cost for that. It's only ever going to be that flat rate. Okay. Now, as far as the phone number, though, the one that we're speaking on, 206-605-1905, Mr. Fan, is that the number you want your customers to call? Is that the business number? It is. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's also a good number for us to reach you as well, right, regarding your account?
Yeah. Can you hold for me 1 second? I'm going to have a phone call.
Oh, of course. Oh, sure. No problem.
Oh, actually, he's
okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. And there's no real address to promote for your business, right? Customers don't come to you. You always go out to the customer, correct?
Right. Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. And of course, you'll be listed city and state, and 30 or 40 mile radius we'll be able to do with the content that we'll create as well as the paid ads. Now, as far as that first payment goes, we do accept credit and debit cards. Did you want to take care of that with a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? Mr. Fan, what works best for you?
It's a Visa.
A Visa card. And is the name on that card your name, the business name? How does it appear?
My name.
Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N, fan?
It's a J-I-A-L-I-A-N-G.
J-I-A-L-I-N-G?
L-I-A-N-G.
L-I-A-N-G. And the last name is Fan, correct?
Yep.
So J-I-A-L-I-A-N-G, but you go by Stephen, right?
Yes.
Okay. You said it was a Visa card, Mr. Fan. That should start with a 4. They all do. If you want to go ahead and read that to me 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
4400667070194950.
And the expiration month and year?
4/27/2027.
The last 3 digits on the back of the card. 434 on the back, and then 04 or April of 2027 is the expiration date. The card itself, was it 4400667070194950?
Correct.
Okay. And does that bill at the Renton, Washington address, the 5206 Northeast 2nd Place, 98059?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in about a minute here, you'll receive a confirmation email. That confirmation email is through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, Stephen, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Can you email me?
Yes, you'll receive an email in about a minute. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Okay, that's Pacific time. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. The email address will be on that confirmation email as well. If you follow up or if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. Now, I do need to schedule the client interview. That's the follow-up call with our technician where we find out about the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, you know, what's unique about your business, if you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. And Mr. Fan, if you have a logo, we will use it. If not, we will create a logo for you with your suggestion. So we'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Now, I know that you may not have time for it today. In fact, it looks like we are already into that 2 o'clock hour. The 3 o'clock hour is, it looks like we might be able to do 3 o'clock. Would 3 o'clock work out for you today to receive that phone call sometime between like 3 and 4? Or should we look at tomorrow?
Right.
Tomorrow. Yeah, I figured. We can do as early as 7. I don't know if that's too early. It looks like with just the one exception of noon, anytime between 7 o'clock and the last one at 3, there's at least one spot available. Did you want something in the morning, afternoon, maybe late morning?
Maybe from 1 to 2.
1 to 2. That's perfect. So we'll schedule it from 1 o'clock until 2 o'clock. Sometime between 1 and 1:30 is when we'll give you that phone call. Like I said, it's a one-hour window for a half-hour phone call. So we'll call you within that first half hour, and then it takes about 25 or 30 minutes after that. So before I get you off the phone, Stephen, I am required, because we are Google Premier partners, to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are, in fact, waiving the setup fee. reducing the cost of the service and including the website at no additional cost. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I process that payment. I'll get through it as quickly as I can without being rude, but then again, like I said, you can feel free to stop me at any time. So I've got that recording set up, and it reads as follows. Says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure... Oh, go ahead.
If I have a question, which number should I call?
Yes, I can give you that number now. It's actually part of the voice verification at the very end. But I'll give it to you now. That toll-free number is 877... 635. Yeah, you're going to get it by email.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you'll receive the email address. It has our client support phone number, the hours of operation, the email address for the support team as well. That will come to you in an email form in just about a minute. So, with the voice verification, confirm the accuracy and ensure the accuracy of your order. For the sake of the business name, I've got it as Fan Construction, and then, of course, we can change that at a later date, okay? And then your name, you go by Stephen, right? Stephen Fan,
yes.
You're the owner? You're the owner of the business?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then, Mr. Fan, as the owner of Fan Construction, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Uh-huh.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing address, or for the billing information, I should say, that Visa card just provided, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, correct?
Yeah.
Yes. And then for best results, it's important that you're active in your campaign. Our job is to make sure your phone is ringing. Your job is to answer the phone. So we specifically request that you'll be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Fan, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. It is month to month, and we ask because of the content we'll create for you. Again, almost 70 directories. We wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally or more important, especially once we change the branding of the business name, we need to make sure that all of your information online is accurate. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. Mr. Fan, we're just saying if you decide to hire someone else who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Stephen, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect.
And so I can cancel it any time, right?
Correct. That's actually what's coming up next in the voice verification. It is month to month. So it is a month to month service with the reduced rate, exactly the amount of $299.00. There is no setup fee. The website is included. First month's bill will be today's date, the 16th, with recurring billing on the 16th in that same exact amount. It is a month to month service. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it too if you get more work than you can take on or want to go on vacation. Now, the content does include Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone. My company will incur the hard costs of running and paying for the Facebook paid ads, that social media campaign, and of course we'll also include a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website included at no additional cost, which again means we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, as it is a month-to-month service, you can cancel at any time. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Fan, is because we're closed on the weekend. Stephen, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. In the next minute or so, you'll receive that confirmation email through our automated system. The phone number is easy to remember. It is 877-63-LOCAL. It's 877-635-6225. You'll receive that information by email. It's simply option one to reach client support. You can reach client support Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. The email address is support@localsplash.com. Of course, you email the support team. They follow up the next business day. You'll receive all of that information by email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. The invoice email has a link to the written terms and conditions. That's everything we did just go over in the voice verification. It's provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. Now, when you receive either the text message or the email, Stephen, please let me know. I did want to just walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business, I do have that follow-up call scheduled for tomorrow, and that is going to be at 1 o'clock, 1 to 2. Now, if I'm available when the client interview technician is ready for you, I'll be on that phone call, too, to initiate that conversation, introduce you to your client interview technician. But I'd only get a couple of minutes notice, and it will be sometime between 1 o'clock and 1:30 that they will initiate that call. If I'm on the phone, of course, they'll just call you directly and take a good job of taking care of you. Now, what I want to do here for you, just in case I'm not on that phone call and really for your security moving forward, is to set up a security question and answer. Meaning if anyone calls us and says they are affiliated with your business, at this point I've got only you as a point of contact, but if anyone else calls us and tells us they're associated with your company, we would want them to know either the question and answer or at least the answer if we ask them the question. And of course, anyone who calls you, if I'm not available for that client interview and our client interview technician calls, they'll know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also know both the question and answer unprompted. So it's for your security. Now, your security options for that question are city you were born in or your first pet name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Pet name.
First pet's name. And what is the answer?
Nimble.
Could you spell that?
M-A-L-A-N-P-O.
L-A-M-P-O? Lampo?
Yeah.
Okay. B-O. Lampo. P like Paul or D like David?
No, B is in boy.
Oh, B. Lambo. Oh, bless you. It is amazing how B's and P's and D's and F's and S's, they sound the same over the phone. Lambo. So Lambo is the first pet's name. And then did you happen to receive either the email or the text message that our automated system should have sent out to you by now?
Text message.
Did you receive the text? Okay. Let me just verify. And the text, if you open that up, does it say, what is your email address again? I see that the email is still stuck in the queue. The text message went through, but the email didn't. Is it F like Frank, K like kite?
No, F is in Frank, J is in James. 520S is in Sam. 2008 at Gmail.
So it's FK?
FK.
Okay. F like Frank and then K like kite, kangaroo, kitten?
No. J like Jim. J.
J? FJ?
Yeah.
Oh, like your last initial, last initial and then first initial. FJ.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Even if there's just a tiny bit of static on the line, it's hard to make that out. So, let me make sure that information is corrected in our system. And then, if you receive, the text message, is that text message going to the Local Splash Terms of Experience? Or is it the welcome text? It should say, services provided beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, of course, we are going to optimize your business on Google. We'll mirror the content on Bing as well. And then, of course, all of the directories, it's not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different destinations and directories. The landing page is your website. We'll include that, both the construction, hosting, maintenance of that, the content creation. We are doing Facebook paid ads for you. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll down towards the bottom, you should see a long line that goes all the way across it. Above that line is a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of that card. We want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below that line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, please do type in your first and last name as it appears on that card. So your given name, not Stephen. It is case sensitive, so the J and F are capitalized and just the space between the two, okay, not a space before it or after. So if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after it. But once you've got your name in that box, please click the confirm signature box just below it. And of course, that will do a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's a fixed flat rate on a month-to-month basis, that we've reduced the price, that we've included the website for you. It also does allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and also to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that is out there for your business is accurate, and for us to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process, and it does kind of allow us to get a head start on that even before your client interview. Now, are you seeing it asking you for a username and a password?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have to go that next step. It's asking you to do that because it thinks you're trying to access your tracking system. It thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is the case at this point. We do need to do the client interview first. That's going to allow us to create the content to get you on that first page. That's what is tracked by your tracking system. But within the next couple of days, you'll receive by text message and email the username and a password that you can change once you log into your account. You don't have to change it. Some people never do, but you can change it once you log in. I can give you the username, though. There's no password set just yet. Like I said, once your tracking system is active, you'll get the username and password emailed and texted out to you. You can change the password, but the username cannot be changed. It's easy, though, for you to remember. It's the phone number that we're speaking on. The area code is included, but not any dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the number, 206-605-1905. That is your username on the account. Now,
okay.
You're all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, if I'm available tomorrow, I'll be on that phone call when we do reach out to you in that 1 o'clock hour. I'm going to send you a calendar invite to your email address. The calendar invite is really just more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, but it's okay if you do. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That stands for Client Interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Other than that, you're all set and squared away. I really appreciate your time. I wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get this going for you. We're looking forward to getting your phone ringing and to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Fan. Thanks a lot. You enjoy the rest of the night. Take care.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.